بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. اللهم أخرجني من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمني بنور الفهم. اللهم افتح علينا أبواب رحمتك وانشر علينا خزائن علومك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. الحمد لله we have the توفيق to continue our study of the book إنسان كامل by late Ayatollah Mutahhari رضوان الله تعالى عليه وعلى علمائنا الماضين. In this session, Ayatollah Mutahhari says that we want to expand on each of the ideas and theories that we mentioned in the last session. In the last session, we had a quick and brief review of all major opinions about Insan-e-Kamil. As you remember, one of them was the idea of Muslim philosophers, or you can say the school of intellect. You know that philosophy has rational discourse, intellectual argument as its methodology. So it's an intellectual discipline. So now we want to expand on this. Inshallah, in the future, we will talk about some other major theories. Please also remember that when we say, for example, Muslim philosophers say this, it's an expression that Ayatollah Mutahhari mentioned. It doesn't mean that this is the idea of all Muslim philosophers, because Ayatollah Mutahhari himself is also a Muslim philosopher, Allama Tawadit, a Muslim philosopher, or that this is the last achievement or finding of Islamic philosophy. It means that there is such opinion among many Muslim philosophers, and also non-Muslims who are philosophers. So you have to be very careful, because it's not necessarily something that, you know, if you study Islamic philosophy, you have to believe. And actually, we believe that Islamic philosophy, if it is understood correctly, it always comes in agreement with Quran and Sunnah, and it's a great tool and great support for people to reach faith. Ayatollah Mutahhari first start with a reminder why we started in the first place this discussion about Insan-e-Kamil. As you remember, we said, if we know what is Islamic, for example, understanding of insan kamil, or perfect human being, or an ideal human being, not only it would help us in understanding Islam as a whole, but it also has practical implications. It helps us in our personal development and in also our education, what we should focus on, what we should aim at. Therefore, this is why we chose this. Now, in order to reach this point, we need to go into deep layers of these theories, especially the main ones. If we want to give a summary of the ideas of Aqliyun, or you can say rationalists, but in this particular sense, you know, because it can have different meaning, different contexts, we mean by Aqliyun these great thinkers and philosophers who believe in asalatul aql, in the sense that the main part of every human being is his or her aql. So here he starts with giving us a breakdown, very quick breakdown of this idea, highlighting important aspects of this theory. There are lots of discussions that one can mention, but Ayatollah Mutahhari has carefully chosen the major ones that are the minimal presentation. According to many philosophers, including some Muslim philosophers, I mean earlier philosophers, you know, like some of the Greek philosophers, some of the Persian Greek philosophers, etc., and then Muslim philosophers, the core, the essence of human being is aql. We have body and spirit, or you can say human soul. Certainly, body is not our main part. Then it comes to the soul or human soul. Human soul has different aspects. We have different types of understanding and therefore different tools for understanding. We have different faculties. We have many different aspects. According to these thinkers, not only our body is not our main part, our perception, for example, five senses are not the main part. Our emotions, our feelings are not the main part. Even our heart, if it is taken in contrast to aql, because heart, sometimes it is used in the Quran in a comprehensive sense that aql is also part of it. But if we take it as something opposite to aql, that is also not our main part. Our most important part is our aql. Every person can be judged according to aql. Every person can be evaluated according to the progress of their aql. And as you remember, we said then there are two aspects. One is al-hikmatul nazariyya. The second is al-hikmatul amaliyya, to know the things as they are and also to know what should be done. These two are two important branches of our intellectual knowledge. So this is the first thing. The first major opinion of this school is that our main part, our main, you can say, aspect, or you can say main essence is aql. Number two, aql is able to see, to understand, to know, to recognize. You can use different terms which are slightly different, but in this context, I'm using different terms to tell you that you have ability to grasp the world of realities. Aql has such power. Aql can be a mirror that can reflect the whole world of realities, not only the physical world, even beyond. If you remember, we said in the last week, their idea is that the purpose of studying philosophy is to reach what is a perfection for human being, and that is Sayruratul insan alaman aqliyan mudahiyan lil alam al ayni. A human being should become an intellectual world similar and corresponding to the external world. هران کس دانش برد توشه ای جهانی است بنشسته در گوشه ای. A true wise thinker and learned person is like a world by himself, right? Sitting in corner. But don't understand, don't think this is just a physical object or just an ordinary human being. Neither their body shows how great they are, nor a little knowledge of them being a human being, for example, and they have human soul, etc. No, it's a whole world sitting there. Then these philosophers, especially now, are more talking about religious ones, and especially like Muslims and philosophers, they say that Iman or faith is a matter of knowledge, a matter of ma'rifah, is a kind of understanding. If you study the topic of faith in theology, Islamic science of Kalam, you will see that there are different opinions. One opinion is this one that these philosophers suggest, and that is to say that faith is a matter of ma'rifah. To know that there is one creator who sustains us and maintains us, to know his prophets and know the book of Allah, which we follow, to know that there is alam al-ghayb, believe in the angels, to know that there is hereafter and we are going to be judged, etc. So it's all a matter of ma'rifah. Prophets have come to teach us and give us help in developing this ma'rifah. Part of ma'rifah through fitrah, part of ma'rifah through using our adl and reasoning, part of it through revelation. So Iman for them is a matter of ma'rifah. Now, let us see, are we able to agree with all these things based on Islamic comprehensive view, something that takes into account Adl and Quran and Sunnah or not? Before going to evaluation, Ayatollah Mutahhari says that there have been proponents and opponents of this theory. It's a kind of idea that people somehow are polarized about it. Among those who have been very much against this are empiricists. In the last few centuries, some empiricist philosophers, especially in the West, they have said that no, the main understanding is through senses, is the empirical knowledge, not intellectual knowledge. In the Muslim world, we have had maybe some people like this, but the main challenge for this view has come from either people who are more inclined towards the spirituality, for example, among philosophers, Ishraqiyun. Among non-philosophers, you know, some Sufis or some of the mystics also, they have criticized this view. Among also Ahl Hadith in the Sunni world, also they are very much critical of the role of Atla in religion. So there are different groups that have somehow challenged this theory. What we want to do, inshallah, is to have a third assessment of this theory. First, is aql a reliable source for understanding? Answer is yes. According to the Quran and Hadith, aql is actually very reliable. Aql is a hujja of Allah. Ayatollah Mutahhari refers to the Hadith of Imam Kazim alayhi salam to Hisham ibn Hakam, where Imam Kazim alayhi salam says, "Inna lillahi ta'ala 'ala an-nas hujjatayn." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has two hujja for people. Hujjatan zahira, وهي الأنبياء والأئمة والرسل, وحجّة باطنة وهي الآخر. The external hujja are the prophets, imams, messengers, those who are ma'soom and are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be his hujja. We can refer to them to understand the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, aql is a hujja inside us. Aql is a prophet inside us, and the prophets are aql, which are embodiments of aql. If you bring aql out, becomes a prophet. If you bring a prophet inside, becomes aql. So we believe in great harmony between aql and wahy, between intellect and revelation. If you are interested in this topic, so I think we had 11 sessions on hadith of Imam Kazim alayhi salam about intellect in the Shrine of Lady Masum. It's available on YouTube. If you search Imam Kazim on intellect and put my name, inshallah, you'll find. Also, in many lectures, I have talked about rationality as a major aspect of Shia Islam, along with the spirituality and search for justice. So over there, I have also explained this topic more. But briefly, certainly we have great value and respect and recognition for aql. Ayatollah Mutahhari refers to Kitab al-Aql wal-Jahl from Al-Kafi. If you go to the first section of Al-Kafi, it's a book on aql and jahl, intellect and ignorance. And we have lots of beautiful hadith about that. One of them is hadith of Imam Kazim, which is very special. But we have also some brief hadith. Al-aqlu ma ubida bihi ar-Rahman wa iktusiba bihi al-janan. Or Allah says, Bika uthi, bika uqaqib. Are you reward based on you? Are you question based on you? Punish based on you? If someone has no aql, they are not responsible. They are not question. So, aql for us certainly is very, very important, very reliable, and indeed we need to use aql in order to come to faith, and we need to use aql even inside religious community for understanding our faith. So to become a Muslim, you need to use aql. To be a good Muslim and to understand your text properly, you need to use aql. So aql is always needed. Ayatollah Jawadi Amri, hafizahullah, has a beautiful analogy. He says some people think that aql is like a key. You unlock the door of religion and enter the true religion. And then you don't need the key. Key was just to unlock and open and enter. So some people think when we come to faith, then we don't need aql. Aql should not be let to interfere in our understanding inside religion. Some people think Aql is a scale by which we measure everything. If something can not fit into this scale, then we reject it. This is also a problem, because Aql is not the only way of understanding. There are things that we understand through Quran, through revelation. That's Quran says, you are not able to understand by yourself. يُعَلَّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ. You are not in a position to understand. Not only you didn't know, you were not able to know. How could we know about hereafter? And lots of details about hereafter. We were just going to use Aql. Indeed, Aql, as philosophers have said, is limited to the things that are general or universal or could be in particular things. For example, for Aql, you cannot prove today is Friday or disprove that today is Wednesday. Or what is the temperature today? What is the color of, you know, your desk? Aql does not work in the field of juz'iyat particulars, because al-juz'iyya la yakuna qasiman wa la muktasab, the juz'i cannot be used as a midterm in the deduction. In any case, to say that Aql is a scale, that everything must fit into this, it's a problem. To say that Aql is a key, and when you enter, you don't need, it's a problem. So what is Aql? Ayatollah Zawadi Ahmad says, we can use this analogy, that Aql is a torch by which you find the proper door. You open the door, you enter, and then you find the light. You switch on the light in the room. But you always can benefit from this app. You always need this app. So here we have great sympathy with these rationalist thinkers and philosophers. But our problem is that to say that human essence, the core of humanity, the most important part of humanity is Aql only, is not an easy position to hold. Actually, it can be challenged based on the Quran and Hadith that we have also other dimensions. Aql is very, very important, but our heart, where we have our virtues or vices, where we have our temporary or permanent qualities, is very important. So this is an area that we may not agree with these thinkers. The second area that we don't agree is that Iman or faith is a matter of ma'rifah only. And if you have ma'rifah of Allah and hereafter, etc., you are mu'min. If not, you are not mu'min. We say that certainly ma'rifah is a condition for Iman. In some hadith says al-Iman is Tasdiqun bilqalb. Tasdiq means ma'rifah. Ma'rifah is a condition for Iman. In Islam, it's not accepted that you say, I believe, but I have no ma'rifah. For example, someone says, I am not sure whether God exists or not. I'm not sure whether the Quran is the word of God or not. I'm not sure whether resurrection is there or not, but I want to be a Muslim. as a kind of a step, as a preparation, it may be okay. But it's a like temporary registration. Sometimes they may welcome you in till you properly subscribe, you properly register, you properly qualify yourself. You should show yourself that you are a Mormon. قالت الأعراب آمنا. أعراب means Bedouins, not Arabs. أعراب means Bedouins. So some Bedouins said, آمنا, we have faith. We are Mormon, we are believers. Allah said, قل لم تؤمنوا. ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في القلوب. You can say you are Muslim, means we say shahadatain, so means we are accepting as a practical measure, but till you have iman in your heart, you are not considered as a mu'min. So there must be ma'rifah, there must be tasdeeq, submission, and there must be declaration. Iqrar on the lisan, it must be action with organs, the jawari, the arkan. But to say that everything is just ma'rifah is not acceptable. We accept and we agree that ma'rifah is important, it's a great part of iman, it's a condition of iman, it's a step towards iman. But to say just ma'rifah, you know. Ayatollah Mutahhari mentions the example of Iblis, Satan. Did Satan lack ma'rifah? Didn't he know that Allah is the Lord, the only creator? He did. He knew. Even he worshipped Allah for 6,000 years. But Quran says, Aba wastakbara wa kana min al-kafirin. Shaitan is not considered as a mu'min. Not because he lacked ma'rifah or knowledge. No, because there is something more. And that is acceptance. That is surrendering to the truth. Submission to the will of God. Shaitan didn't have that. So we disagree about this aspect that iman is just ma'rifah. Ma'rifah is important, is needed. In Islam, every Muslim is required to equip himself or herself with reasoning. You cannot say I'm a Muslim because my father or mother were Muslims. You cannot say Muslim because, you know, just I was born and raised in a Muslim environment. Paul Marad in the Rasala said that in Usul al-Din, in the major aspects, you have to have dalil, you have to have reasoning, istidlal. Then you establish the basic one, then you can follow revelation, the scripture, but first you have to establish that this is word of God. So, overall, what we can say is that to say perfection of human beings is only a matter of progress in their aql, and then using their aql in order to develop comprehensive understanding of the world has some truth in it, has great truth actually in it, but it's not enough, it's not adequate, it's more than that. It's not just a matter of ma'rifah, and we are not just aql, we have different dimensions. Ayatollah Mutahhari then refers to some verses of the Quran and some hadith about Iman and the fact that Iman is not just Ma'rifa. In Surah 13, chapter 13, the fiqh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. So those who are saved, they are not losing their fitra, they are not going to the lowest of the low, are those who have iman and do righteous deeds. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. These thinkers, some of them at least, have said that iman is a matter of knowing, حِكْمَةِ النَّظَرِي, theoretical wisdom, and عَمَلَ صَالِحَ is حِكْمَةِ عَمَلِي. So both go back to knowledge. But Qadir Muqaddis says no. Do righteous deeds is not just knowing what is right and what is wrong. So, Iman for us is something more than ma'rifah. Then he expands a little bit on Iman. And he says, for us, Iman is by itself important. If you look at some people, for example, he says, if you look at communists, in order to justify their ideology, they have developed also, you know, a kind of materialism. But that is not important. The main thing is that they had the ideology and they try to back it up with some philosophical foundation. For us, Iman is not like this, that we are interested in doing some actions or, you know, doing something practical, but we need to also have some foundations, some kind of, you know, theoretical foundations for that. So no. Iman by itself is a great requirement of our success and progress and perfection. And amal salih also. None of them is replacing the other. Or you cannot say Iman is just a prerequisite for amal salih. Iman by itself is very, very important. And righteous deeds and good virtues also by it. Themselves are very, very important. So it's not just something which prepares for the main thing, Iman itself. Actually, maybe we can say that even righteous deeds help us to grow in our Iman. And Iman has different degrees. Iman is not only one degree and one level. Then he mentioned this ayah, the famous ayah in Surah Isra, verse 72. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Wa man kana fi hadhihi a'ma, wa huwa fil akhirati a'ma, wa adhallu sabila. Whoever is blind in this world, in the hereafter also will be blind and more misguided. Certainly blind here doesn't mean to be physically blind. Someone like, for example, like Abu Basir, who was blind, or Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari, towards the end of his life, he became blind. It's not that David will be blind in the hereafter, no. It's not about physical blindness. It's about blindness of the heart. If someone is blind in his or her heart in this world, in the hereafter, they would be worse. أعمى وأذل سبيلا. He refers to a poem, beautiful Ruba'i, that has two couplets by Fakhr Razi. He says, Tarsam beravam alam jan nadide. It's a great also warning for us. Birun ravam az jahan, jahan nadide. I am worried that I may depart this world while I have not seen John. I have not seen the true life. I am worried that I may depart this world without seeing this world. Because this world is not just these objects in front of our physical eyes. There are much more to see that most of people don't see. And he says, I'm worried that I may die without seeing those things. در عالم جان چون روم از عالم تن در عالم تن عالم جان نابیده. I am worried that when I go from this world of tan, this is the world of body, to the world of the soul, spirit. I am worried that when I am moving from the world of body to the world of the spirit, I may have not seen the spirit in this world of body. So while I am in this world, I have to see the spirit. I have to see the true life. Otherwise, I may see it later, but it's not a progress. Mu'min, kafir, all, they will see lots of realities after they die, but that's too late. That's not a, it's like when exam is over, they give us the answers. If there's no more exam and that's the last exam, knowing the answers is not helping us to get better results. So we need to see, we need to know. And this is a matter of Iman. The Iman by itself is very important. Of course, not to be pleased with basic or low level of Iman. Then he refers to the verses in Surah Taha about dhikr and those who have turned away from remembrance of Allah. Man a'rada an dhikri fa inna lahu ma'ishatan danka wa sanahshuruhu yawma al-qiyamata a'ma. قال رب لما حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا قال كذلك أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى. So some people, when they are resurrected as blind, they will say, why you have resurrected me as blind, my Lord? I was able to see. In dunya I was not blind. But Allah says, my signs, my communications kept coming to you and you forgot them. You ignored them. You didn't pay attention to them. You didn't try to remember them. So today you are forgotten. Means you are not remembered in a favorable way. This is again related to Iman. Or in Surah Mutaffifin, كلا إنهم عن ربهم يومئذ لمحجوبون. Allah says that in that day they are to suffer wail between them and their Lord. They are not able to see the Lord. Then he refers to Nahj al-Balagha. how Amir al-Mu'mineen describes Mu'mineen, or in a place, Ayatollah Mutahari says he talks about Ahlullah, the people of God. There's a beautiful expression there in Sermon 220. Amir al-Mu'mineen says that these people of God, يَتَنَسَّمُونَ بِدُعَائِهِ رَوْحَ التَّجَاوُزِ. When they pray, when they call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for forgiveness, they experience, they sense breeze of forgiveness. They feel that they are being forgiven. They feel that the istighfar has been accepted by Allah. It's working. It's like a person who is ill and takes medicine and realizes that the medicine is working. It's not a matter of has it worked or has not worked. Is our istighfar accepted or not? They can see the change. And then he quotes his favorite passage from Nahjul Balagha about Zikr that he many times has used this in his lectures, where Allah Amir al-Mu'mineen talks about people who talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you know relation, etc. One of the things that Amir al-Mu'mineen says, Inna Allah ta'ala ja'ala dhikra jala'an lil-qulub. Allah has made remembrance the Polish. Kind of polishing for the hearts. تَسْمَعُ بِهِ بَعْدَ الْبَقْرَةِ وَتُبْصَرُ بِهِ بَعْدَ الْعَشْوَةِ تَنْقَادُ بِهِ بَعْدَ الْمُعَانَدَةِ. After the ears of the heart are not able to hear, they start hearing. After the eyes of the heart are blind, they start seeing. After the heart was rebellious, it becomes obedient. وَمَا بَرَحَ لِلَّهِ عَزَّتْ آلَاؤُهُ فِي الْبُرْحَةِ بَعْدَ الْبُرْحَةِ وَفِي أَزْمَانِ الْفَتَرَاتِ إِبَادٍ. Always Allah has some servants. The earth would never be empty from these people. That نَاجَاهُمْ فِي فِكْرِهِمْ وَكَلَّمَهُمْ فِي ذَاتِ أُقُولِهِمْ. Allah whispers to them in their thinking. Allah talks to them in their act. It's very important. To their aqal, Allah talks. So, insan kamil according to Islam is not just what some philosophers have suggested, although they have, you know, reached a great part of the truth, but it's not just that. All these spiritual things are also there. So it's a matter of ma'rifah. Certainly ma'rifah is needed. And ma'rifah has to be developed. Ma'rifah has to be deepened. But also qualities of the heart. They are also very important. And iman is not just ma'rifah. So alhamdulillah, we finished this lesson of the book. And inshallah, in the next session, we will go to the next lesson, which is about Insan Kamil according to the school of Irfan and Tasawwur. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alamin.
Jazakallah, Agha. MashaAllah. Another inspiring talk. So now the floor is open for a Q&A. And the people who are very familiar on Zoom, they know that how to raise the question. So please raise a hand and pose your question then. So since Aga, I don't have any raised hand at this stage, so yes. Is it possible that you could make a I know that you already covered this, the who are people of God and the Mu'mineen. So what is a really major difference between people of God and Mu'mineen?
They are mu'minin also, but they are in a high degree of iman. And these people that Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam refers to are the people who are in a very conscious connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are very mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For them, Allah is the most important thing, and indeed the only thing that matters by itself and independently. And they are in condition of dhikr all the time. They are full of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are mu'min, they have iman, but they are in higher levels of iman. Inshallah, it's open to every mu'min to try to reach that point.
Thank you. Is there any other question? I think there's a question in the chat. The question is, if we can't stop ourselves from doing sin, is this indicate that we haven't believed that Allah is seeing us?
Yeah. You know, maybe theoretically we believe. It's not that necessarily we don't believe, but it's a kind of faith and belief that is weak. If it was strong, we would not have disobeyed him in his presence. How, when a child is there, we don't do certain things. And if an adult is there, definitely we don't do 99% of the bad things. But when we know that Allah is there, is present, is watching us, why we still do things or may do bad things? Not that we don't know that he exists, but this knowledge is very weak. This is why, you know, in Islam, we have very comprehensive understanding of the relation between adl and heart. There must be harmony. What is understood through adl must be also settled in the heart. Otherwise, it doesn't have great impact. Mind and heart need to work together. If there is only in heart without being backed up by aql and intellectual reasoning and argument, it's a problem. Because then you may develop superstitious ideas and love them, etc. Or hate things without reason. Reasoning is important, but it has to be welcomed by the heart as well. And one key step for this is tafakkur. Tafakkur is a way to make a channel between aql and heart. So you have to make like a, you know, when you want to connect two lakes with each other, you have to make a channel. If aql and heart are well connected through tafakkur, then we will be all right. So when I know that Allah is seeing me, I have to be thinking about this. I have to invocate those names of Allah, Ya Sami, Ya Basir, so that my heart feels this as part of itself. It becomes part of my, you know, DNA of heart, if you have the spiritual DNA. It should become part of it. Tafakkur and dhikr are very much connected to each other. And these are very important tools that we underestimate sometimes or many times. Because we think, okay, I know. I studied aqaid. I know. I am able to answer in this question. I know. I believe. But the same thing that you know, you need to think about it thousands of times sometimes till it is established, and even keep remembering and reviewing, because it can be established but then it can be forgotten by other things. So So tafakkur is very important.
Thank you, Sister Batul. That was a very good question. At least we learn other terms, which is called tafakkur and zikr, through your question. Thank you. So I cannot see any raised hand there.
Okay. May Allah bless all of you, inshallah.
Okay. So if this is the thing, that just please conclude and make dua.
In this day of Juma, and at the beginning of month of Rabiul Awwal, we make dua al-Faraj together. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma kull waliyyaka al-Hujjat ibn al-Hasan. Salawatuka alayhi wa ala abah. Fi hadhihi as-sa'at wa fi kulli sa'at. Waliyyan wa hafidha wa qa'idan wa nashira. ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوى وتمتعه فيها طويلا ومن علينا برضاه وهب لنا رأفته ورحمته ودعاءه وخيره. Oh Allah, please send the best of your salutations to Muhammad and all Muhammad, and please embrace all mu'minin and mu'minat from beginning to the end, especially those who have rights upon us, with your utmost forgiveness and rahmah. And please give shifa to all people who are ill, people that we have in mind, people who have asked for dua. Please give shifa to the illnesses that we have in our body and heart. We may know or we may not know them. Please keep our youths and ourselves always on the right path, especially in these challenging times in Akhir al-Zaman. And please unite our community. Please preserve for us our ulama and maraja and leaders and teachers and volunteers. And please make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alamin.